Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 11th, 2023. We're going to be looking at our old friend, the ego. And every so often I will get some, you know, kind of email from some listener who wants to talk about their ego and how good it is and how necessary it is and all of that. And I understand that. But in an authentic spiritual practice where one is seeking transcendence, the last thing you need is the ego. And the ego plays a very big role in all sorts of mischief in our life. So let's get into it. The question came from Ron, who does not tell me where he lives. And he just talks about how, arrogant and egotistical people are with their egos, and that his is a low self-esteemed ego. So he has all of this stuff going on, and he is looking at it from the point of view of how this all works within him and what it's all about. So let's talk a little bit about the ego, Ron. I will do my best. You ask what it is. It is, in my work with people, helping them learn to meditate, it plays a huge role. It is the part of us that is genetic, and the genetics that are enslaved by the idea of fulfilling the DNA, which is usually survival. The ego becomes the identity of most of us, sad to say. And because it becomes this identity, it becomes the part that most people can understand about themselves. They don't understand the other part, the spiritual part, the part of them that is eternal. They just can't do it. But what they can do is they make up this persona and this identity. And it's natural. It happens to everyone, me, everyone. Anyone who's ever walked on the planet, including enlightened people, have had egos. They all do. I do. Everybody does. But it is the degree from which we do operate from that ego based on our genetic dispositions and the thrust of our DNA to survive. All of these combine to make up a human impulse, and that human impulse is what makes up the whole effort of spiritual mischief. We don't mature in the ego. You can always tell about the ego because you can't mature in it. You just can't get past it. It just is what it is, what it is, what it is. So what is my ego? My ego is the personification of my parents and their parents and their parents. It is the acting part of me that I identify with as a me, as a self, as an I. It doesn't go away with time. It only gets more convoluted with time, and it becomes more difficult with time. And so we find that with all of this being said and done, that there is a great deal of mischief involved in life and why we don't awaken spiritually. Now, you mention in your ego, or excuse me, in the state of your ego, as you put it, that there's no room for spiritual awakening, and you would be absolutely correct. There is no room for it. The ego thinks it's sufficient unto itself, and it has absolutely no integrity. It has absolutely no insight. It will lie, cheat, and steal to survive. Now listen, don't look at this personally. If you look at your ego personally, then you'll miss. You'll just get insulted and you won't work upon yourself. It is okay that the ego does what it does. You just don't want to follow it. It's going to be there no matter who you are, no matter what you are. It's going to be there. it's a part of breathing and living in a human body. But you have to also understand at the same time that it undermines your efforts to awaken spiritually, to awaken to the point of transcendence, the ability to transcend the body and no longer to identify with it as a self or as a me or an I. And that's a big, big, big deal in our life. And most people just can't muster that up, because there is a gratification for all the mischief that we can get involved in with our ego. Vengeance is one of the biggest. And we love to think that we are better than others, or that we wouldn't do what maybe somebody else would have done, or that we're special or whatever. We love to think these thoughts. They just permeate everything that we do. So when a person is looking at their life and looking at their livingness, and they're thinking about their value in life and what they think they deserve, they will always go to the ego. And that's why this is so very, very important to understand. We go to the ego to develop within ourselves some kind of ideal about who and what we are. It creates a false persona and impression upon us. And we think that other people don't notice this ego, and most people don't, because they have one. And we only meet each other from one ego to another. We don't meet each other from one heart to another heart, and then to merge those hearts into oneness. We just don't do that, because the ego tells us we must survive and you can't trust anyone, and you have to do these things in order to be happy and to get your own and get what you need and yada, yada, yada. With all of that being said, it makes it very difficult for a person to awaken spiritually. It just does. We don't awaken spiritually because we have no sense of what spiritual means. The ego is literal-minded, and it thinks in terms of being literal-minded. It doesn't think in terms of awakening. It doesn't think in terms of compassion or the bigger picture. It does not think in terms of mercy. It has no integrity at all. Its major thrust is just to survive. It's like a wild animal. And I don't want you to feel bad about it. I'm not telling you all this to make you feel bad, Ron. I'm just telling you this is what it is. And the logic and reasoning that you apply to the ego, which you will eventually apply to your life, will come in many different forms and undermine your meditation. So as you say in your email, when you're meditating, your ego is constantly pounding you. And that would be absolutely true. It will pound you. It will want you to say this and do that and believe in this and not believe in that. It will pound you into believing that you're no good, or you can't do this, or it's not helpful. It will also pound you to believe that your poop don't stink, and that you're very special, and that you have rights, and that you have some sort of deserving mentality or lifestyle that would make you a better person, and yeah. It just goes on and on and on. This is all noise. It's the noise in the background. It's the noise in the foreground. And to meditate, you have to begin to understand what that voice is and why it's pounding you, and not take it personally, not think that it's you, and not think that anything it has to say pertains to your own spiritual awakening. Now, if you can do that, if you can live from that premise, then you will find you have overcome your ego and you have come to a very different place in your life, where you're no longer defending your ego or trying to make things happen that would gratify the ego and make one feel like they are better than or even lesser than. There is a gratification in that, you know. I hope that helped you. I really do. It's a great question, and you maybe helped other people by asking it, and I thank you for your kindness. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. I have more questions to share with you. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.